Now, I guess the first question to really ask is, how do you explain what values are to your children?
I think really values shouldn't be explained or defined to start. It's about modelling and living out in front of your children from a very early age. So modelling values doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Really, your values are modelled even when you mess up. And then you admit to doing something wrong or that it goes against your values. That's the teaching values. But in saying that, I think there will always be times when you'll have one child in the family who specifically says, what does values actually mean? So explaining to those children specifically, you might say things like, values teach us about our responsibility in the world. They teach us about how to treat others. It also tells us how we should be treated. So essentially for me, values are about looking after others, myself, and the earth that we've been given. But then also telling your children that a question about values is something many people have wrestled with for thousands of years. So it's not something new that they've asked you. So that brings it into perspective for them when they know it's not a big question that only they've ever asked.
Yeah, because there's the core fundamentals that we capture early on in life, I guess, and then your values do ebb and flow and you become more mature in your approach to them as you get older as well. And I think, like, probably innately we know that it's important to have some kind of value set, but if your kids kind of wonder, well, why? Like, why do I need to live by certain ideas? Is there a way to help them see that values are important?
I think we all come to a time when we recognize that values are important. So we might gently point out to our children that every decision that you make is based on a value. Whether you realize that or not, there's actually no such thing as a neutral value system. So it's important to teach our children that whatever decision they are making, particularly around their own worth, that often comes out first for kids. So when kids start to think about whether they deserve something or not, even in the family, they think you're being very unfair, mum or dad, or they come from school and they feel that they've been hurt by someone. That's how we actually start to talk to them about a person's worth. And we help them realize that their worth is based on some sort of value system that they hold. So if your child points out that another person was treated cruelly, you could ask them why they think that. How did they come to hold this view?
Right.
And then you can point out to them that view is based on your value system about how much worth people have. So it's really using a lot of their everyday situations.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of those situations will arise at school, as you mentioned. That's where a lot of the questions about different ideas of life or faith, right and wrong, all of those sorts of things do start to crop up in the playground. When your kids come home and go, oh, hey, this question was raised, or what do you think about this, Mum? What do you think about that, Dad? How do you handle those kind of questions in a really positive way that doesn't limit their curiosity but also helps guide them as well?
So I think you've pointed out, you've already mentioned how children's values or their perception or thinking about values will change as they grow. As they become teenagers, their thinking actually becomes more abstract and some of their questions become quite complex. So for me, there's a few areas. I'd say firstly, don't pretend to have all the answers. So when they come and you're actually not sure of an answer, tell them you will look it up, that you will go and look for answers. You don't have to have the answer right then and there in that moment. It's not about a one-off conversation. So if you aren't sure, remind them that people have asked these questions about what is my purpose and why am I here for a long time. So go and look those things up. Then secondly, use their everyday experiences. Children, they come to ideas about right or wrong or question things in the movies they watch, in their peer groups, on social media. Use those opportunities then to extend those conversations when you've started to look at the things that they've asked. Then thirdly, you might ask them questions about their own questions. So question their questioning. That's odd. But really, that's the biggest skill you can teach children when you try to teach them critical thinking. So when they say, that person was bullied, it's terrible. Say, you don't even have to say you agree then. I mean, obviously you do, but you say, why do you believe bullying is wrong? How do you know? It makes them think and then wait and let them wrestle with how they came by that idea. And it forces us adults to think about why we believe something ourselves. You know, rather than saying, you do it because we say you should, or because I've always done it this way, we challenge ourselves, and sometimes we have to be confronted with our own thinking. And then obviously, for me, point your children to some good scientists and thinkers. There's some amazing people who believe science and faith are not incompatible. Resources like Center for Public Christianity, which we use in our own home, do a brilliant job of tackling some of these hard questions. And they don't shy away from when Christians have been shameful. So all those things are really, you know, find resources like CPX. They have some stuff for us as parents to draw on.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned a really important point there about asking the question, like asking them questions of their questions, because it gives them a sense of ownership for the belief system and the conclusion that they come to outside of, as you said, that mum or dad, a friend, whoever, just sort of told me it. It means that they really do think about it and go, why do I personally carry this? And then when you as a mum or dad aren't there as they get older, they're going to walk down that path anyway.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we want our kids to do. We want them to develop their own value system that they hold to. That's part of our job.
Yeah, and I mean, developing that sense of right and wrong, I feel like there's sort of, culturally, you just assume that everybody agrees this is right and this is wrong and this is why it should be so. But why is it important that we do actually have a sense of what is right and what isn't?
A sense of right and wrong essentially helps children look outside of themselves. It helps them treat others with kindness or fairness, but it also protects our children. So when they recognize that they're being abused or exploited, they recognize it because they know that a particular behavior is wrong. I believe children intrinsically do know, in some sense, that certain things are right or wrong. And that, as I said, starts when children look at how they've been treated by others. You mentioned we like to believe as a society, I think, that we have this idea that you just do what's right for you and I'll do what's right for me.
Yeah.
But it falls down when we look at examples in history like Hitler. You know, he was doing exactly what he thought was right for him and even his country. So we can use some of those examples for our children when we're talking about right or wrong.
That it's not always self-defined. I think that's important to realise. And then the big curly question, I guess, comes when, perhaps generally, stereotypically, it'd be when your kids are a little bit older, they start to question your value systems as parents and perhaps they start to disagree with you with what you believe. What do you start to do in that situation to make sure that you've got a healthy relationship with them, but that you're still kind of trying to guide them and lead them in a healthy way?
So I think it's important to recognise as parents, I'm not pretending I've got all this down perfectly, but to understand or recognise that your children are not always going to agree with you on some of the more peripheral areas. I mean, even some children come down to some of the core things their parents don't believe as they get older. And for me, I believe that your relationship with your child is more important than being right.
Yeah.
Even when your children turn away from your value system, fighting them and rejecting them isn't going to make them suddenly turn around and say, oh, I'd love to spend time with you now and hear what you say. They'll avoid you. So really, it's important to know that sometimes we can be wrong as parents, but be open and kind in your debates and discussions, and sometimes even deciding on a truce and staying away from the heated topics for a period of time is actually healthy. There are usually lots of other common things you might agree on, and if for your relationship it's become so fraught, I think that's a time when you just need to have a period of time when you don't engage in some of the hot topics and you just love them.
Yeah, I think what you said earlier comes into play here as well, doing it sort of bit by bit, realising that this one moment, this one conversation isn't necessarily the make or break for the rest of their life. You're sort of addressing the conversation in the moment, in the time, and not feeling that pressure that sometimes parents do to go, oh my gosh, they're asking me this question, this is when their future is determined, when rather it's each little bit does play its part, but it's not sort of key in one single moment.
And that's the thing with parenting and in general, but even in instilling values in your children, it happens over years and years, and it takes time to teach those lessons. You don't teach values overnight or, you know, wave a wand and on their first birthday they suddenly have it. It's okay to not have the one conversation or even messing up the conversation. That's not the end. There's lots of time. And even, you know, your values come across when you say, I really messed up when we try to talk about that, or that's even a value you're teaching them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's really important too, is that like all of us do make mistakes. We don't get it right 100% of the time. And I think for parents to be able to say, oh, I didn't quite explain that well, can I just suggest it this way? That also shows your kids that it's okay to admit when they don't know something.
Yes, absolutely. And as parents, the sooner our children realise we don't know everything, the better it is for them, actually.
And because they sort of know anyway, I think. I don't think you get to really, like, sort of hide it from them for too long.
No.
But when you do want to maybe start to lead some of these conversations with your kids, talking to them, if you're a Christian parent, you do want to start to talk to them about God and explain at a, you know, age-appropriate level some of those kind of concepts, what age should you start talking about spirituality and those beliefs?
So I don't think there's actually a specific age. It's just something, your belief system and your value system should permeate your life. As we've said, it takes time. So it's something that permeates everything that you do. It should form a natural part of your lifestyle through how you model things to your children, how you involve your children in helping others, in the choices you make as an adult. So what are you watching as an adult or as a family? How do you speak to others? How do you treat your spouse, your children, your parents? And then you might even talk about why you act or you try and act in certain ways. If for you it comes out of your Christian faith, then for you that comes out of you wanting to love God more. So I don't believe children expect perfection from their parents. They just expect you to be authentic. So are you authentic in your faith, and do you try to live out what you say you do? For me, that's how we teach Christian values to our children. If we are modeling who Jesus was, essentially, he never treated people badly. He always treated people with dignity, whoever they were. And if for you, your faith in a Christian faith, that is who we as parents are trying to model our values on.
Such a great answer, Colette. Really helpful. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.